The Mishnah Brachos says that Noshim are Chayavos in Tefillah. According to all those Rishonim who belong to the camp of the Ramban, that the only Chiyuv in Tefillah is Nidurabonon, so there's no potential ambiguity in the Mishnah. Clearly the Mishnah means the Chayavos in the Nidurabonon of Tefillah. According to the Rambam, that there's a Doraisa Tefillah, there's a Doravon Tefillah. So here, Kayodua, there is a machlokis between the Magen Avraham and the Shagas Sayyid. The Magen Avraham raises the possibility that maybe the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, only means to say that Noshim Achayavos and the Doraisa Tefillah. And the Shagas Sayyid very forcefully rejects that. He says it's Kishkoga Hayotza Milifna Hashalit. And of course, even according to the Rambam, what the Mishnah is saying is that Noshim are Chayavos in the Drabanan as well. Again, the following is not intended, obviously, lahalocha, that goes without saying, but just in terms of the Havanas and Yanim. So what we've been learning all week, it also makes it very difficult to understand the Magen Avraham. Because what we've seen is that Chazal's Durabanan wasn't an independent Durabanan, but it was quite clear that the Durabanan, Chazal instructed us how to fulfill the Da'araisa of Tefillah. And what's more, Heyos, that the Rambam describes that the background to that was that there was an unacceptable situation of not being able to express themselves properly, that doesn't seem to be any basis for saying that problem would apply equally and uniformly to men and to women. It doesn't seem to be a problem that it's a problem that has to be solved equally, uniformly for men and women. And then Heyos, that again, it's not an independent Darabanan, it's a Darabanan then instructing us how to fulfill the Daraisa. So the Pashtus is that it then pertains to anyone who's chayiv in the Daraisa. Moreover, there doesn't even seem to be room for a modified version of the Magen Avraham. Okay, so maybe Shemon Esrei once a day, but not two or three times a day, because that's what we also saw in the Rambam, that the takonda of a set madbeya hatfila triggered the need for also being koveya minyan hatfilos and zmane hatfila. So the whole thrust of the Rambam's presentation, and again, given the fact that the Rambam also, again, the maybe just a final makeh b'patish, that the Rambam in Halacha Beis says that Noshim are Achayovos in Tefillah, and then just presents Chazal's instruction as to how to fulfill the Daraisa of Tefillah without indicating any difference. It's much easier to read and learn the Perek. I'll be the Shagas Ayah. It's a Tzarech Iyun, how the Magen Avraham will guide us to understand here.